Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Tuesday, December 29th, and the Texans are riding a three-game win streak after taking care of the Dolphins 27-20 on Sunday in Miami. After that victory, linebackers Brian Cushing and D'Amico Ryans went to the podium and answered questions from the media, and Ryans started first. He was excited about picking up win number 8 of the season.
This is a huge win. You know, this franchise has never been in this position in a game that meant so much to us. And guys realized that before the game started. And, you know, everybody had that mindset today that, you know, we had to give it all we had to go out and win this game. And it was a total team effort. That's what I'm proud of. It wasn't just one side dominating. Everyone had to step in and contribute, and they did that. Tired? I know I was tired. It was warm, you know. It was tough. It was something we had to push through. We haven't, you know, played in this type of environment, and it's so late in December. You know, you don't expect that. Being here in Miami, it was warm, but you know, guys fought through the heat, fought through being tired, and just found a way to finish. I'm feeling good about it. It's good to be in this position, and that's our goal, you know, every season. That's why we go to work. That's why we strap it on every day, is to get in the postseason and have a chance to go win it all. That's the only reason, you know, I come to work, is to go win a Super Bowl, and you know, that's what we all here fighting for.
Did you feel any tension in the second
half? Any tension?
The
tension has started to warm up on us there, and it's, you know, we kind of, you know, we started letting them back in, letting them make a few plays on us, and it started to get a little tight there. But you know, we continued to fight, and we didn't. You know, that's the thing. We kept fighting, and we didn't. You know, we didn't let them make enough big plays. We let the clock run on them in our offense. They did a good job running the ball there at the end to close it out for us. It was worrisome for me because, you know, like the way we played in the first half and to come back out in the second half and, you know, to see these guys, same guys making plays on us, you know, I didn't feel good about it. I felt like we could play a lot better. And I hate that we let them score. Yeah, I mean, we came out hot. You know, that's probably the hottest start that we've had as a team. We came out hot. Everything was clicking for us on offense, on defense. Everything was working for us. But you know, I would love to see our team come back out in the second half and just continue there and play a complete game.
Cushing, the rookie linebacker from Southern California, had a sack, an interception, and 7 tackles in the contest. And he, too, was excited about the win and the prospects for next week taking on the Patriots.
You know, we just knew we had to step up big. You know, first and foremost comes a team effort. I think overall we played hard. We played physical as a defense. That was the most important thing. We knew what we had to do coming into today, and we got the job done. Well, I'm just trying to help the team win as best as possible. You know, I want to play my best games in the biggest situations. And, you know, I thought I played solid today and had a tough through a couple things. But the biggest thing is, you know, playing for this team and helping each other get the victory. Actually, on the stiff arm on the interception return.
You were stiff arming. Yeah. You were running with the ball.
I was running with the ball, and that's probably why I don't run with the ball much.
You replay the conversation. Gary Kubiak said that he winked at it at some point with the doctor. Can you replay what you overheard and why you wanted to let him know you'd be out there?
Right. Well, no, I mean, no, he just, I was right in the training room. I was on the training table. Basically, Jeff Kaplan told him, the head trainer told him that, you know, Kush had a finger injury and a broken finger. Coach Kubiak looked at me kind of with that look, you know, just another injury. I just went back to them, you know, just letting them know I'll be out there in a second. There's no question.
You were getting an IV?
Yeah.
How what do you feel, what's this turned out? What do you feel like the state of the team, the mental preparation, everything that went in to get ready to get
right.
ready?
Right. Well, you know, I felt that this team's been through a lot, you know, a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges, and the biggest thing I think this team has is a lot of confidence right now. We know how good we can be. We're real happy about where we're playing. I guess you can say we're kind of in control of our own destiny. And, you know, I think every single guy in that field trusts each other that we're going to get the job done at this point.
The level you play at, the intensity you play at, do you sometimes have trouble getting to the locker room after a game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I do. It's a rough game, and, you know, it's been a hard season. You know, I've never played 16 games. I've never expected to go to the playoffs and play more. You know, I think that overall it's been a physical year so far. But I'm not going to let down. That's my trademark. That's how I'm going to play the game. And, you know, hopefully it just carries on for a long time.
The way you played in college, guys, you can tell by the way you play, guys rally around you and follow you.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, I want to be a little bit kind of a spark plug, one of that guys that sets the tone and, you know, just lets everyone know, you know, in order to be in that huddle, you got to play hard, you got to play physical, you know. We're going to be the nastiest group, the most intense group on the field. You know, that's just my style of play. It has been since I was, you know, in second grade when I first put the pads on.
So you got ribs, foot, finger, whatever else we don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah. Some stuff.
How do you get around all that stuff?
Take a bunch of ice baths. Whole bunch of ice baths and just try to relax. You know, people, as you notice, you know, I haven't been practicing that much. It's really because, you know, I just got to save up for the games. You know, I try to mentally lock in as best as I can Monday through Friday and do the walkthrough Saturday and, you know, do as best as I can Sunday. You know, it's been a real physical season. I've had a lot of nicks and bruises and stuff like that. And, nothing serious though. So I've been fortunate enough to not miss a game, you know, not miss any serious, really anything. You know, just keep it rolling.
That'll do it for this Texans Today podcast. We thank you so much for listening. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah.